age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, good love, good love, good love, good love. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. We had a great show. We are going to be talking about a couple of things, and if Frank gets a clip ready for us, we're going to play a clip for the second part of the show. That's very informative, and we'll try to set that up in the first segment of the hour so that you know what it's coming. And we have a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting my knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. And so we got to remember the Lord and give a devotional because he comes first all the time, every day. So in John 15, it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. That's right. And in Galatians 5, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. The faith, believing in the things that are not yet seen. I have faith, but you know, it's okay if it gets a little shaky once in a while, just as long as you get back up on that horse and you stay close to the Lord and you stand fast. That's what it's about. Mind time, it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, here's a report that's interesting. It was by Syracuse.com, Syracuse, New York. We got Governor Andrew Cuomo up there. Hey, you know what he's thinking? Well, he's suggesting this remote learning thing may be something we want to look into on a permanent thing. That's right. You know, they've closed the schools, so kids are learning remotely. And pretty much this is a quote from him. He says, the old model of everybody goes and sits in a classroom and the teacher is in front of the classroom and teaches the class. And you do that all across the city, all across the state, all of these buildings and all these physical classrooms. He says, this is a press release in New York City. He goes, why? With all the technology we have, why do that? So he didn't actually say, you know, the buildings won't reopen at all, but I believe that state of New York is going to explore the possibilities that schools will use distance learning in extended ways into the future. So, you know, it's just interesting how do you suppose two parents are going to go to work when you have kids at home doing, you know, learning from their couch or dining room table? There's a question. Maybe it will be the middle and high school kids that stay home with their technology, right? Well, they're going to stay home unsupervised. All right, moving along the Quack Report. Figure that out, Cuomo, and we'll talk. Apples contain about 100 million bacteria, but they're good for you. They're good for your health of your gut, your flora, your environment. Frontiers in Biology did a report on apples. Organic apples contain more beneficial bacteria than the conventionally grown ones. This was a study that showed that your store-bought apples kind of lacked a lot of the beneficial bacteria if they weren't organic. And those conventionally grown apples also harbored bacterial strains that weren't good for you. So they said the human gut biome is comprised of trillions of bacteria, fungi, microscopic organisms, and an apple. You have the pectin on the skin of the apple. It's so good for the digestive system, the gastrointestinal tract. It reduces inflammation and a lot of intricate functions of gut bacteria. So your apples, according to them. Way so true, and lots of good flora is going to be happening. And I know that if you eat one apple a day, all year long, you're less likely to gain weight. You may even lose 10 pounds. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. All right, let's talk about this military study. There's a military study on flu shots. Yep. And it increases flu risk, apparently, according to the Air Force. Over the years, you know, that I've had conversations with some folks in the military veterans, they tend to recount how many vaccines they were given while they were in the service. Some people lost count, they said. We got so many. Now, one serviceman in particular was severely damaged by a vaccine cocktail he was given, maybe an experimental vaccine, he doesn't know. And then he received a medical discharge because the vaccine totally ruined him neurologically, and it caused a lot of permanent disability in him. Now, vaccines are not the vehicles that produce immunity. We've talked about this already. The immune system produces immunity, not vaccines. And the immune system works very well if it's allowed to function normally and we don't undermine it. So anyone who investigates the true immunology of vaccines learns that they pretty much are a tool of a different purpose. Now, disease is big business, and it's evidenced by our COVID-19 flu. So we're going to take a look at what the U.S. Air Force reported with regard to influenza vaccines. They said your influenza vaccines cause influenza interference. So this was a June 2019 report. The U.S. Air Force published a report on research involving influenza vaccines on military personnel. So there are lots of surveillance of this kind in the military. They surveil disease pathogens all the time because they've got lots of people in crowded places like on ships and submarines and stuff, so they got to keep on top of it. So the research was conducted at the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Branch of the Air Force, and the title of the report was Influenza Vaccination and Respiratory Virus Interference Among Department of Defense Personnel. So the overall consensus was that the flu vaccines increased the likelihood of becoming infected with the flu, especially if they have the H1N1 vaccine virus in there. So, it increased the likelihood of becoming infected with the flu, and they said, or other respiratory diseases by 36%. However, science assumes their theory on vaccination immunity is correct. Here's a quote from that article from the Health Surveillance Branch of the Armed Forces there in June 2019. They say, quote, the virus interference phenomenon goes against the basic assumption of vaccine effectiveness. Vaccine-derived virus interference was significantly associated with coronavirus and human metapneumonia virus, end of quote. So obviously those are in the vaccines. The coronavirus is in there, or at least the COVID, maybe not the COVID-19, but it's, you know, the SARS-CoV-1 maybe. But notice they say basic assumption. They are making a scientific assumption, a hypothesis that goes against their phenomenon that they believe vaccines cause immunity protection. A hypothesis, an assumption. What happened to scientifically based stuff? They go on to say receiving influenza vaccination may increase the risk of other respiratory viruses known as virus interference. So I'm like, so they know you're probably going to get sick from the flu shot. Uh-huh. At least 36%. They're admitting to 36% increase. Well, let's look at this Air Force study just a little more closely. This Air Force study is significant because the test group was a large enough group, and it included a diverse group of patients by sex and age, the military, okay? They had thousands in their test group. So the military soldiers were considered a highly vaccinated group, and the researchers looked at a large group of respiratory pathogens that were not previously looked into for what they call virus interference. So you're probably going to hear more about that term. So according to the American Society for Microbiology, they stated in July 2015, 4 years earlier, that outbreaks of bacterial and viral infections among recruits is considered a high-risk group. And recruits at the training centers are included in that high risk category. So they mention a novel coronavirus diagnostic test. I think that's interesting that they mentioned this in this article 4 years ago, which we kind of now know from the 2020 government reports. These tests were a poor test and they were considered broken and faulty by President Trump. However, are the new tests any better, right? You have to ask that. Recently reported was the President John Magufuli, I can't pronounce that right, I apologize, of Tanzania, President of Tanzania. He was kind of suspicious of the coronavirus test kits, and he felt that faulty kits would provide a false positive result, so he wanted to check it out. So he sent samples of a goat and pawpaw fruit to the lab. They were sent to the testing lab, and it came back positive, confirming his suspicion. Yeah, a little mango on there on that swab, and oh, yeah, coronavirus. One expert brought up the possibility that, hey, maybe the swab sticks contaminated with the virus, and then everyone that is tested is found infected. Yeah, maybe it's the swab stick that already has the virus on it. What do you think of that? You ever think of that? Also, in the Air Force study, it was mentioned that influenza vaccines that contained the H1N1 viruses produced a higher level in influenza infections, according to the military health system. Uh-huh. All right. So, oh, Frank's, are you serious? We can't get the clip, Frank? Frank's saying we can't get the clip. I'll see if I can find the better link to that. Frank's asking me to send him the other link. So I just think it's interesting though. We've got all these viruses floating around. Now we've got, you know, this interaction between these vaccines, and they're causing these virus interference. So I just think it's an assumption. It's a theory. And we're lucky we're not all dead because of the guesswork they're doing. Okay, I'm typing, pardon me, I'm typing, Frank, some clues on this link so we can get it for the next half hour. Let's see if he can find it. Okay, so let me read you this quote now from the American Society of Microbiology. They said this: the U.S. military requires influenza vaccination of all military recruits, as well as all personnel on active duty status on a yearly basis. The goal is to exceed 90% immunization of all military personnel each year by mid-December. The compliance among civilians in the United States has not exceeded 75%. That's interesting. So there's this drive. As I've mentioned, by the American Society of Microbiology, the U.S. military has been involved also in the development and management of influenza vaccines for the entire U.S. since the 1930s. Now, by World War II, the U.S. military had a strict vaccine policy, and they have been working on universal influenza vaccines since the 1940s. So we have to wonder how many soldiers were maybe unknowingly injected with untested vaccines. That's, you know, that's kind of a question, isn't it? How many people maybe were tested with a vaccine? You know, how many people? Oh, wow. It's just amazing. Now, there is this comprehensive directive the military has for respiratory disease control. It also includes crowd controls. The highest outbreaks tend to occur in the Navy when men are crowded onto those ships and submarines. So scientists seem to be kind of obsessed with the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, and viruses are the pathogen of choice for biological weapons. Here's a quote from, again, the American Society for Microbiology. The routine compulsory influenza and adenovirus immunizations are the most important control measures available in the U.S. military. Comprehensive surveillance program systems, along with efforts implementing domestic and international boundaries, are required to make them effective. So with this shelter-in-place thing, and countries closed, you have to wonder about those boundaries they mentioned back in 2015. So where is this going? Well, there is a constant effort to develop more vaccines with more viral strains, and of course requirements making them mandatory for all the people, not just the military. So you're going to see more of this push as we go. What about the medicinal herbs for flu? Well, there are varied options with regard to fighting off the flu. The human immune system is capable of defeating all the strains if we don't undermine it. Many immune support herbs have antiviral and bacterial components to shorten your duration of illness while also allowing the immune system to manufacture a true antibody. So a well-served immune system has mineral nutrients and vitamins to do this job. Scientific medicine prefers to replace the immune system with vaccines and drugs. However, there is no replacing the immune system, and medicine will one day discover they did more harm than good. So if you want, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have organic, professional strength immune support herb formulas. And learn how powerful your immune system is with a whole food nutrient. So call Apothecary Herbs. You can go online to order or give them a call. Toll free is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they have a website, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options became endless. Now they do have pandemic kits available. They have free catalog. You want to get their 20th anniversary catalog, that's available. And right now they're in the middle of their Mother's Day sale, so you'll save 25% on an order of $50 or more. The coupon code to use is also posted on their homepage. It's MOMDAY20, but you want to hurry because this sale ends on the 20th. And, of course, you can use that coupon code over the phone. And I'm sorry, their sale does not end on the 20th. It ends on the 11th, 2020. So do mind the time. Also, I do encourage you to sign up for their newsletters. No subscription fee, and you get lots of wellness information in your email each week. They have two newsletters. They have the American Survival, which also has articles by Discount Gold and Silver Financial Survival folks. They're wonderful. And then the Health Quest is, it goes out on Friday, and that's entirely about wellness. So you can be empowered each week with a free newsletter from the folks at Apothecary Herb. So just go to their website. You have to have an email address to receive the newsletter, and you just sign up online at thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up there today. So that way you're going to get your newsletter. Sign up for tomorrow's newsletter. Goes out. You know, the Health Quest goes out tomorrow. Well, unless there's a miracle going to happen during the bottom of the hour break, we're not going to have our clip, Frank says. Oh, that's so distressing. Anyway, maybe a miracle will happen during the break. But in the meantime, we're going to be talking about a little bit of brain chip technology also the military is using. Over the last 10, 20 years, a lot of interfacing with chip technology has happened. And they're using an interface. They're trying to get technology to interface with the human brain. Obviously, they want to say to get rid of a lot of neurological disorders and diseases, okay. But they also want to make the brain function better and faster. So they want to make improvements on it. And one startup company called Kernel is working on interfacing microchips with your brain. Science and technology companies are looking for these venture capitalists to make improvements on the human brain. And they also recognize it's very complicated. Of course, you know, the world is being told, hey, this will be a breakthrough technology and help medical science. It will defeat disease. But really, what is their underlying goal there? Is it to evolve? Is it to evolve the human body and create maybe a superhuman capability? I think so. I really do. Brian Johnson, he's founder of Kernel. He says, we're unlocking the true potential of the mind and is the single greatest thing humanity can achieve. So, yeah, that's their goal. I don't think disease so much is their goal. I think they want to sell, promote, you know, you'll have, you know, comic book superhero capabilities with our brain chips. That's what I think. Kernel goes, the folks at Kernel have posted, to further explore our human boundaries and through new technologies emerge as a success as we're meant to be. So now you're being told you're not a success being just a simple basic human. You have to be assimilated with their technology to be that success. That's the message. So if you read between the lines, what do they want to do? According to the brain chip technology that's coming out, they want to improve the cognitive abilities of the brain. They call them this cognitive enhancement. And they hope to have all these features to enhance the human mind available within about, well, 2030, by 2030, so in about 10 years. The first implants, they say, will be available sooner, but they got to work the bugs out. So anybody want to volunteer? See? They fully expect these implants to provide people with, here's a list, perfect memory, photographic memory, ability to delete memories at will like you delete your computer files, increase learning speed, improve brain-to-brain communications, you know, mind reading, telepathy, and also brain-to-computer interface. Hey, Frank, if you ever had a doubt about getting a brain chip, I bet you any good salesman will say, hey, Frank, Do you like sitting in traffic? Wouldn't you like to have this brain chip so you can change the traffic light from red to green just by thinking about it? Can you just see the promos on that? I can. I certainly, I know. Well, it's insane. DARPA says the interface would serve as a translator conversion between the electrochemical language used by your human neurons in the brain and the first ones and zeros that constitute the language of the information technology. Okay, so we're going to take our ones and zeros and we're going to melt them with electrochemical languages. I'm just wondering if there's a college course in that. You know, electrochemical, human neurons, computer language code 101. Let's sign up for that. What do you think? What do you think that course is going to be like? I don't know. Frankenstein? Maybe Frankenstein. But I can see by the clock we got to take a break. And on the other side, more information. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, Green, now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
It's awful that they took it down. That's awful that they took that down. We had a really great clip to play for you guys by microbiologist Judy Markowitz. She was talking about Dr. Fauci, and she was talking about the corruption within infectious disease, and it was just very eye-opening, and it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate that it could be. Did you see something out there that had that file, Frank? Because it could be 31. It could be 31 minutes instead of 28. Why did you find it? I think they took it away. I think it was a great interview by her, and I think YouTube took it down. I just looked all over the place for it. And everybody seems to have deleted it. So, it's unfortunate. I would have loved to have played it for you guys. You found one. Oh, it's 119 minutes. That may be a different clip. We'll have to research it some, I guess, Frank, because obviously we don't have 119 minutes left in our hour. But, we're talking about brain chip technology. Well, if we can get that other clip, in the future, we'll definitely play it because it was very informative. So, you know, this brain chip technology, it can go beyond your imagination, really. And that's what's going on with scientists right now. Beyond imagination. The research of this type of kind of technology, kind of wide open, very little restrictions. And almost as if you want, you know, if you want to build these chips with hologram capabilities, where a person can maybe just think what it'd be like to step back in time and experience, let's say, a historic event or just be on the beach. So they want the brain chip technology to be able to take your mind elsewhere. I'm not kidding. Talk about departure from reality. But we saw this in all the sci-fi movies, didn't we? You know, where they had holograms and things like that. So we're hearing a lot of conversations in the technology world of making chip devices that can provide mental experiences. It almost sounds like brain chips will replace street drugs for mental trips. And then there's the question if the technology will give an edge maybe to people who can afford these type of implants over people who can't. Scientists respond with a comparison that your brain chips will be as common as a smartphone and most people will be able to afford it. So the question is, how are they going to get that chip into your brain? Not everyone can afford brain surgery unless they find a less invasive way to put it there. I don't know, maybe the transporter, where you kind of, it disappears here and it appears in there. Maybe that's how it's going to go. But here's a quote from Dr. Kiwon Kim of MIT. He says, ultimately, we want a brain chip that is as big as a fingernail to replace one big supercomputer. A supercomputer in your head, Frank. Oh, man. I mean, I look forward to the end of the day when I turn off my computer. I don't want one in my head. Well, they're experimenting. Guess who they're experimenting with, Frank? Well, of course they are. If they're experimenting with the military with vaccines, hey, brain chips, just step away. Yeah, well, the September 2019, there was a neuroscientist, Dr. Moran Seth, Northwestern University. He stated they are developing brain chips to be used in by the military. The brain chip device is the creation of Professor Michael Kahana, University of Pennsylvania Medical Technology School. His research has been funded by the America Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, known as DARPA. Now, according to Dr. Sepp, the chips are non-evasive and will improve the recipient's IQ. Well, I'm smart enough to say I don't want one. How about you, Frank? You know, we're told that the advantage is IQ is 100, and anything above 160 is considered a genius. They're saying the brain chips, they're calling them smart chips, haha. They're going to offer an IQ of 200, they say. So sign up for IQ, pass your SATs, and get into school without having to bribe people. Now, Dr. Seth says smart chips are on the fast track to be available to the public within about 5 years. So Seth is saying that an individual who has a smart chip will have an advantage over the everyday common person, the people that don't have the smart chips. He anticipates people with the smart chip to be faster, smarter, healthier, wealthier over those with an average IQ and no brain chip. Well, DARPA, according to, this is Extreme Tech, January 2016, they say DARPA has devoted $60 million into making an implant wideband brain-computer interface. A brain-computer interface, an implant. I can just imagine what you won't be told, you know, if you sign up for this. You know, the devil's in the details. You're not going to hear it. Half the truth is still a whole lie, that kind of thing. According to this research, most people interested in having what is called a supermind capability, you know, I wonder, hey, Frank, I can just see the promotions for this. I'm sorry, but I'm just going there. You get your smart chip for your brain, and it comes with a cape. You know, like Superman cape. Yeah. Well, the cape's free. It's complimentary. Go under the knife and get a cape. All right. So it's interesting having the supermind capabilities. That's what they're going to promote. Being special over the average person, just imagine. But what are the risks? I always ask about that. What are the downfalls? Yeah, Frank says it won't make them bulletproof. Will it? No, I don't think so. I don't think there'll be some sort of security safety shield that you can just think up and it just makes you bulletproof. Brain chip technology will utilize wireless wave frequencies or your 5G. Okay? This creates convenience, but it's also going to be vulnerability. Here's a starter list to the things that may not get in the brochure. The risk of mind control through these chips is very likely and possibly by artificial intelligence, AI. How about the electromagnetic radiation to the brain by these chips will increase your risk of brain tumors? Or how about the risk of the electromagnetic pulse weapons that the military has? There's a number of reports of how these EMPs will disrupt medical equipment and implant devices. So the brain chips may be able to run off the brain's 100 billion neurons, but if that is a very low electrostatic current, that will, you know, really not provide enough juice, let's say, to perform the more complex computations, the ultra-human functions, if you will, that the scientists want your brain chip to provide you. So that's, if the 100 billion neurons, not enough juice, that means you're going to require an additional current flow. Going to need more electricity there. And more current flow and more exposure, you'll be to having damage from an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP. You know, just Can you imagine having one of those things in your head and an EMP happens? What do you suppose would happen there, Frank? I think you're going to blow your top, is what I think. There is risk that a nuclear bomb could also trigger strange and devastating events that scientists know are going to fry electronics. If such devices were in your brain, there's a risk of brain damage. It's similar to an EMP, obviously. So scientists call these effects a damage zone. Oh, well, okay, so they've categorized your risk, and they're calling it the damage zone, which would include the mind of brain chip recipients. Damage zone. Yes, electronics would be neutralized by an EMP. The wave shocks to the electronics, obviously, and brain chips will have what they call semiconductors in them. EMPs aside, I wonder what would happen if a person with a brain chip got tasered. Huh. I imagine if you have a history of seizures, you couldn't have one of these things, right? I don't know. I'll wait for the medical report, brochure, and insurance company covering that procedure come out. Here's a quote from Soft Machines Brain Chips, March 2007. They said, the central ingredient to the brain chip approach is a field-effective transistor, which is graded by the stimulation of the nerve cell that it's connected with. For instance, the current passed between the source of the contacts of the transistor depends on the voltage state of the membrane in contact with the chip. Nanotechnology, they say, will be the future for brain chips, end of quote. Business Insider said January 2017, they say when EMP passes through a metal object, they catch an incredibly powerful pulse. This generates a rogue current of electricity that moves through the device's currents and disrupts or destroys them. There is risk of an overload from the excessive current to produce sparks. And a very small example is if you turn on your microwave and notice your smartphone's Wi-Fi connection momentarily drops out. That is an electromagnetic wave. So an EMP would be thousands of times greater than that. So you got one of these chips now, Frank. You got one in your head. You're coasting along. You're Superman. Your boss thinks you're amazing. And all of a sudden, oops, there's some sort of little glitch, some sort of pulse from God knows where. And all of a sudden, your brain chip goes, and you're hopefully no brain damage. The thing doesn't burst through your skull, fried from the impulse pulse, but let's just say it shuts off, and all of a sudden you're back to normal. What do you do then, right? Oh, it's back to the surgery room. Yep, got to go get a new battery. So how are they going to get that power that chip needs to the brain? How are they going to do that? Well, it's called a neuromorphic computing. It's called neuromorphic computing. Essentially, it is a chip that mimics the brain where data is processed and stored. So if you tap into artificial synapses that can accumulate and integrate bits of information from many sources to work like a biological counterpart, this is where the speed of IQ benefits come in. So it's called neuromorphic computing. Mm-hmm. So an NMC. Yep. Yep. I guess they'll embroider that onto the cape. Yep, that you get. Well, patients lining up for this. I'm not kidding. Some of these young folks. There have been a handful of patients that are participating, get this, in brain chip research. The military is the next big group to experiment on. But in healthcare, the chips will be recommended for people in health categories. So, and I'm wondering if it will be mandated, like a vaccine might be. I don't know. So people with seizures, it would work for seizures, they say. Seizures, paralysis, post-traumatic stress disorders, stroke patients, and head trauma patients may be really great candidates for these new brain chips in the neuromorphic computing arena. Yep. So I'm just wondering, since your cell phones are known to give off electromagnetic radiation, I'm wondering, you know, you usually have your phone close to your head, right, when you're talking on it. I'm just wondering how that may interface with your brain chip. Negatively, maybe? I don't know. Or maybe you don't need the cell phone anymore. Maybe your brain chip becomes the cell phone. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Well, let's talk about this DARPA revolution, because that's what we have. DARPA has revealed some interesting extras regarding brain chips, what they're going to offer for those wanting this great information in their head. They intended to tap into brain chips to acquire the individual's sensory input and output. So in other words, they're going to analyze your mind and compare that information, how it harvests the information about your environment and life, and they're going to put it into a much bigger database, and they will do it all in real time. As, talk about a brain dump or a brain download. There it is. They will sell your information to any business they'd like. And here's an example. If your local utility company wants to know how much energy it will need to provide on a given day, it can ask for an analysis from DARPA on the people with brain chips in their head, and it would provide them information such as, do these people tend to go out of town? Are they going to stay in town at home? Are they going to do their laundry? Are they going to mow their yard? What are they going to do? So also water companies can ask for this information to see, you know, are you going to be watering your lawn or washing your car? And they're calling it remote I/O, which means input-output capabilities. So the folks at Extreme Tech are warning people that the same people that use warrantless wiretapping are the ones encouraging brain chip implants and this type of technology, where they'll know what you're going to do for your day before you probably even tell your kids or maybe your spouse. Mm-hmm. They're going to know when you're going to go walk the dog. Well, and I want to know, seriously, I want to know, does this thing have a switch on it? You know, on, off switch? That's the thing I want to know, right? Something tells me that if a brain has a, if you have a brain chip and it gives you these superhuman capabilities of intelligence, what about the power, the people in power? Do they want you to be faster, smarter citizens? So if brain chips are offered for medical reasons or to the average public that, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll pair it with cell phone and say, hey, get our newfangled cell phone and get a brain chip for free. Well, if they're offering brain chips, let's say for medical reasons, that would be on a limited basis and only for those that can afford it and are cleared to have one. But if brain chips were offered like to everybody, the masses, like cell phones are, and at an affordable price, I'm thinking they're going to come with a remote shut-off switch. Yep. Which I would think the brain chips will be like, you know, other implants that have serial numbers identifying the individual that it was implanted in and so forth and so on. That's how, like, times they identify dead people, because they may have breast implants or some sort of knee implant, and there's a serial number on that, and then they can trace it to who the person is and the surgeon who put it in. Now, all this new technology is, oh my God, it's not for everyone. And it can be a warning, really, to mankind that technology is kind of a two-edged sword, similar in principle to pharmaceutical drugs. It may take care of your original problem, but it's going to give you a different problem, like a side effect. So technology convenience creates a greater dependence on something else. And the more advanced, the more vulnerable you become. See? Yep, yep. I don't know. A lot of people say, well, I want, you know, a superhuman vision, right? A bionic eyeball kind of thing. Well, a lot of what's coming out of the halls of scientific research kind of is mind-blowing. It's sort of up there with Star Trek, you know, and everything else. Something good can be used for evil. And an example is the gene editing tool, originally intended for good, but now it's being used to create animal-human hybrids. It's created to splice human pathogen diseases with animal so that we get animal diseases and vice versa now. So we have to be on our toes and we have to ask questions. Look at the bigger picture. There's a reason man was created the way he was and not with superhuman capabilities like some sort of comic book hero. We are created to look and to resemble our creator and depend on our creator, if we depend on our own devices, you know what happens there. Recreating man to be God is how past civilizations got into serious trouble. See, you know, Caesar, all those rulers thought they were super duper. How about that king? I can't remember his name. He thought he was God and, God gave him a serious parasite problem. He was standing on his feet and herbs and worms ate him. And kind of horrific right there. So, I'd put you in your place real quick, wouldn't it? You know, to be consumed while you stood on your feet by worms because you decided you were God? Mm-hmm. Well, I prefer to use foods, spices, medicinal herbs that God's created and given us. And you know, I think if you read the Bible, that's going to sharpen your, intellect right there. You're going to be wiser than the average person because wide is the way and many are upon it. Yep. Only the minority are on the straight path to eternal life. So yeah, the Bible's got rich information, make you wise, smarter than the average bear. There are herbs to improve your memory, actually. There's immune system herbs. There's cardio system strengthening herbs. There's herbs to balance reproduction and metabolic systems. There's herbs that, you know, are going to help regenerate your system. Even your eyes, you know, want to regenerate your eyes. So we are blessed with improved function using these types of natural medicines, because God has blessed them. He said, and God can't lie. And when he speaks, it's a done deal. From Genesis to Revelation. So Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, and Revelations 22:2. God says, herbs are here for the service of man. They're meat, and they're for the healing of the nations. And when God calls them meat, they're so compact with nutrients. That's usually why they're bitter. So you only use a little bit. But they're so chemically balanced to suit your created body that he created. See, it's a perfect fit. Perfect fit. And it's interesting. You know, the whole earth, we're all connected to the earth, like the ocean, for instance. Chemically speaking, when they analyze ocean water, it's identical to amniotic fluid that babies float around when they're in the uterus and when they're being created before they're born. So it's all connected and there's a balance to it. God's chemistry cannot be improved on. It just can't. And when you go try it, you're going to find out. And this is why, you know, God keeps little secrets for himself. That's why when they analyze, let's say garlic, your favorite herb there, Frank, you love garlic. He's the garlic man. Garlic is so complex. They've identified a few compounds, but they just don't know how it does what it does when it fights viruses, bacteria, fungi, parasites, and yeast. It's just amazing. It's a natural antibiotic, but they just can't figure out how it's doing that. There's so many chemical components to it. It's very complex, just like our immune system's complex, and they don't know quarter of how the immune system works, yet they're jabbing you with the vaccine to influence or affect your immune system. So you've been listening to the show long enough. You know how I feel about these vaccines, and I feel that in the end, everybody's going to know what these vaccines were really about. I believe they're about seeding the body with disease. So it's an important thing to know. And the reason we can't get this clip is because somebody was speaking the truth about such things. So it's an eye-opener, and I encourage all of you to do your homework, do your research. Don't just take my word for it. Just go out there. If I can find stuff, so can you. And it's important with the internet and all these resources now, you can find a lot of this information. Obviously, when it's taken down, it's a bit harder, but hopefully we can find a version of that clip and play it later. But I'm out of time. But don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening, pandemic kits. They got all these things that will empower you. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. They even have an herbal brain concentrate, improved memory. It's great stuff. ThePowerHerbs.com. Mother's Day sale, 25% off. More details online. Give them a call. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare before using any prescription therapy, drug, anything. Always check it out. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent disease. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.